Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 13th day of August. Today we're reading 1 Corinthians 8:1-13 and reading the International Children's Bible. Now I will write about meat that is sacrificed to idols. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs you up with pride, but love builds up. Whoever thinks he knows something does not yet know anything as he should. But he who loves God is known by God. So this is what I say about eating meat sacrificed to idols. We know that an idol is really nothing in the world, and we know that there is only one God. It is really not important if there are things called gods in heaven or on earth, and there are many things that people call gods and lords, but for us there is only one God. He is our Father. All things came from him, and we live for him, and there is only one Lord, Jesus Christ. All things are made through Jesus, and we all have life through him. But not all people know this. Until now, some people have had the habit of worshiping idols. So now, when they eat meat, they still feel as if it belongs to an idol. They are not sure that it is right to eat this meat. When they eat it, they feel guilty. But food will not make us closer to God. Refusing to eat does not make us less pleasing to God. And eating does not make us better in God's sight. But be careful with your freedom. Your freedom may cause those who are weak in faith to fall into sin. Suppose one of you who has knowledge eats in an idol's temple. Someone who is weak in faith might see you eating there. This would encourage him to eat meat sacrificed to idols, but he really thinks it is wrong. So this weak brother is ruined because of your knowledge, and Christ died for this brother. When you sin against your brothers in Christ like this and cause them to do what they feel is wrong, you are also sinning against Christ. So if the food I eat makes my brother fall into sin, I will never eat meat again. I will stop eating meat so that I will not cause my brother to sin. So what we read today that Paul wrote, he was saying at that last part that if you influence somebody to fall into sin, if you influence somebody to do something that they know is wrong, then you are also sinning. Let's pray that we will not try to influence people to do wrong things. Dear Jesus, help us to not be influenced, but also to not influence people to do sinful things, because when we do that, we are sinning as well. Help us to try to avoid things that cause sin and things that bring sin to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.